We've talked a lot about commercial species that we harvest mostly so people can eat them. Audience members are wondering if there are other reasons, other places in the Gulf of Maine that we should be concerned about preserving, because, you know, they're just special landscapes, even though they're underwater and not a lot of people see them. Are there nurseries for, you know, brood stock for species that we do catch? And, you know, is there an importance to preserving areas that we don't even know what's there yet because we haven't had time to explore it? So I wonder what your thoughts are on, you know, making sure we preserve the Gulf of Maine for things that are there that we don't currently harvest. Probably not the best question to ask to a bunch of fisheries experts.
Well, you know, I might just say that, you know, another thing that has come out of the Maine Climate Council and working group studies, and I think Kathy, you might be, and Bill too, in a good position, but just the looking at the value of eelgrass beds and salt marshes, for their sequestering power for carbon. I think in the current assessment that their role as a sequestering tool or component is small compared to Maine's forests, but nonetheless, these habitats like salt marshes and eelgrass beds provide other ecosystem services that are enormously important in terms of buffering the effects of sea level rise and flooding and wave damage.
Ocean acidification, they provide nursery grounds for all kinds of fish.
Sure.
Yeah, even fisheries, there's a closure, you know, area closure and seasonal closure to protect a portion of the population in their critical life history stages, like spawning stock, spawning ground, for example. So yeah, there are conservation measures implemented to protect those components of ecosystem.